Teenage romance can be shallow, dramatic, or cringeworthy, but no matter what, it's one of the most confusing things as a teenager to navigate. I don't see myself as a romantic guy, and I don't know what romance really is, but I know girls like it, and I like girls, so I feel like it's something that I have to figure out. So I decided to go around my high school and ask people about their most romantic experiences. What's the most romantic thing anyone's ever done for you?
I don't know, man.
What did they do?
Bought me some flowers.
That's a good one. The first thing I noticed was a lot of people either didn't have a story or didn't want to talk about it.
Someone gave me a chocolate babka and then someone ate it all. So it's no longer the most romantic thing ever.
Nothing very romantic.
Zip nada?
Nada.
Nothing even anything romantic? Nothing?
No, I buy myself chocolate sometimes.
I think like somebody made me a card once and had like a dollar in it.
No one's ever done anything romantic for me before.
But a lot of people had really sweet stories, and I noticed a lot of them were about being surprised.
My girlfriend and I kind of got into a heated argument, and she found out that I was not okay, so she baked, like, two pies for me, and they were both my favorite flavor, which was, like, apple and pumpkin pie, and I was not expecting that at all.
I went on a camping trip with my boyfriend and his family, and he found, like, this really cool heart rock as we were walking up, but then we were, like, jumping in the pools that were up there, and I put it in my shoe, and then I lost it, and I was so sad. And I was like, I told him that I lost it, and then on the way back down, he like kept stopping, and I was like, what are you doing? And then at the end of the camping trip, he like had all of these rocks that were sort of heart-shaped, and he's like, I got all of these, like, choose one. And yeah, it was super cute.
One time I was sitting down in the living room, and it was Valentine's Day, and my mom told me to get up, and she, like, took me to the door, and she opened it, and my boyfriend was out there with, like, the bouquet of flowers and, like, a big mariachi band, and I just thought that was really romantic because no one's ever done that for me, so.
So it was a school trip, and I was walking back from the beach with this girl I really liked at the time. And we were walking back to our campsite, and she knew I liked her a lot, and she stopped in Little Street, like, all of a sudden, and said, now's your chance. And then we kissed in the middle of the street.
So last summer, my mom was out of town, and my boyfriend at the time came over, and we, like, danced around my kitchen to, like, country songs. And there were twinkly lights, and then it was really, really warm because we only had a swamp cooler in my house, so we fell asleep on the tile floor in the kitchen.
And then there were some people that talked about how much the person understood them.
I was with my girlfriend at Christmas, and the present that she got me was a little mason jar with a silhouette of Seattle, like, cut out of paper and lined across the inside of it. And inside of the mason jar were all the reasons that she loved me. It was heartwarming, and I got, like, all fuzzy inside and whatnot. It was sweet.
Well, there was this dude at gay camp who is super into me, and he wrote me this really cute letter, and it was very personalized. I think it's really nice when people do things that are very personalized and are kind of, like, related to, like, issues that you're going through, because he wrote, like, I know you're going through a hard time, and here's what I can say about that. And it was kind of like a, hey, you're fine, you're all good, it's cool, I get ya.
Personally, no one's really ever done anything romantic for me. I'm always a romantic one. I really don't care because I enjoy trying to figure it out. Last year I made a video of me asking this girl I really liked to prom, and I played it in front of the whole school. When I asked her the question, everyone started cheering and yelling. After the video played, I walked up through the aisles with flowers and a sign and asked her to prom again, but in person. She said yes, and now she's my girlfriend. This is probably the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done for a girl. But then, for this story, I asked her about the most romantic thing anybody'd ever done for her, and she just talked about this other guy. What is the most romantic thing anyone's ever done for you?
One time this guy took me to my favorite restaurant, Caruso's, and we split a pizza, and after that we went to the movies.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So maybe I still have a lot to learn about what girls really think is romantic. But based on the interviews I got, I've come to the conclusion that romance is different for everyone. If you got one girl a bouquet of flowers, she could think it's so romantic and amazing, but you could do the same thing for a different girl and she would hate it and think it was ordinary and cheesy. My advice to everyone out there who wants to romance somebody is to really get to know the person. You need to figure out their likes and dislikes, but most importantly, what makes them happy. With romance, there's no one-size-fits-all and no shortcuts.